I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Oil prices are down from the now record highs set earlier in the week. In part, that's because of unexpectedly large crude oil inventories in the U.S. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. She's going to explain the declining oil prices. Tess, how much of a drop are we talking about here?
About a 6% drop just over the last couple of days, Alex. U.S. crudes, as you mentioned, set a new high earlier this week at $55.67 a barrel. That was on Monday. The other benchmark, known as Brent crude, set a record yesterday. A lot of that was concern about an ongoing strike in Norway by oil workers there. There was some talk of actually shutting down production. And that would not be a good thing because Norway is actually the world's third largest producer of oil. But the government there announced a deal this morning, so that generated some of this relief we're seeing today.
And what about the other factors in this decline in oil prices and this large U.S. inventory?
Yeah, some of this stems from this report that's out this week from the U.S. government that inventories here are up. Because of that news, some of those who are invested in oil decided to go ahead and take some of the profits that have been generated by these higher prices. So the fact that they're selling now prompted these prices to fall a little bit. Also, the government in China hiked interest rates there today, and some analysts think that that's a step toward cooling off the Chinese economy, and that in turn could cool off oil prices because of it's the incredibly high demand for oil from China that's been one of the big factors in why prices have skyrocketed this year.
Tess, wouldn't the laws of supply and demand suggest that pretty soon you and I are going to be paying less for gasoline at the pump?
Not likely, at least not right away.
Those laws, they never work in our favor,
now,
do they?
This market is so volatile right now that we could see another price spike for any number of reasons any day, whether it's news from Yukos, the Russian oil giant, or maybe another strike in Nigeria or Norway. And these prices, I should say, are still way up, almost 60% higher than they were at the start of the year. In fact, they're up more than $10 a barrel in just the last 2 months. So we are not out of the woods by any means. Most analysts believe we'll probably be hovering around this $50, $55 a barrel mark for some time. And although you do often see gasoline prices spike when oil prices rise, it takes a lot longer for those gas prices to go down, even if oil is. And we should also mention that heating oil, that's a big concern right now. Stocks there are about 15% below what they were at this time last year. And that's despite the fact that winter is on the way. And Alex, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how a new approach to healthcare takes its cue from Walmart.
Okay, good. Thank you, Tess. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.